I really don't think about barriers in my students. If they are struggling with a lesson, I am constantly thinking about what is the goal of the lesson and what can I do to remove the barriers for them so that they can meet those goals. What options do I need in place? We use the guidelines as a framework to make that learning accessible for all. So as I'm designing my lessons, I'm thinking about how is this lesson going to be accessible to them? For instance, if it's a reading comprehension lesson, do they have to read it on their own? Could they read it with a partner? Could they read it with me? Is there an audio where they could just listen to it? If the goal is comprehension, could they listen to the audio and still meet that comprehension goal? Absolutely. So thinking about that barrier being curriculum and not the student, and providing these options all the time. Students know in my classroom that these are options that are always available to them. Is their table area too loud at the time? Do they need a quieter setting? Do they need to go sit on the floor with a clipboard? Do they need noise canceling headphones? Do they need to go use a stand-up desk? All of those things are always available, and they advocate for their learning. I'm not telling them what they need as far as helping to make their learning grow and move forward. They are trying to make those decisions. And we have conversations too. I do work with elementary students. Sometimes they make a decision. It might not be the best decision for their learning. Perhaps they thought they needed to work with a partner. And then I noticed that they chose a partner that happens to be their best friend. They get a little chatty and off task. But then I have that conversation, that reflection piece. I'll go over and speak to them and say, you know, I'm noticing that maybe the goal of the lesson isn't being done right now. What could we do? What could you do as a learner to meet that goal? And then have them self-reflect. Oh, Mrs. Wisecover, I guess I probably maybe should go work with someone else or work by myself. Just takes a few seconds, a few minutes maybe, but having them kind of stop and reflect on it too. I always try to think about learner variability too. So when we're designing and thinking about the barriers in the curriculum, it's really saying that at all points and every day, students are variable. I may have a student who's working really hard doing a math lesson by themselves at the time, but then the next lesson is a reading lesson and they're not engaged in what the content is for that lesson. So even though they worked really well by themselves for that math lesson, maybe they need some support that day on the reading lesson. They don't understand the vocabulary or it's just not something that they have a lot of background knowledge and information about. So maybe they could sit with me for that piece. So there's that constant ebb and flow in the room of what do they need at that time.